Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor's confirmation hearing before a state Senate committee Wednesday focused heavily on the state's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. A leading topic for the committee chair, Senator Laura Reinbold, whose criticism of the governor's approach prompted Mike Dunleavy to temporarily withhold members of his administration from appearing before the committee. Attorney General Treg Taylor spoke on the state's disaster declaration, telling the Senate Judiciary Committee that the State Disaster Act, more typically used for an event such as an earthquake, is a clunky tool for a long-running pandemic. He also said it provides broad authority for the governor to respond instead of legislation. Legislators had concerns with how Governor Mike Dunleavy wielded the powers. It's something they could look at in possibly proposing changes to the law.
I mean, that's the type of problem that we're talking about, right? That the act is sort of an imperfect tool for what occurred. And under the plain reading of that act, you know, the governor does have that ability to declare declaration for 30 days. In an epidemic that occurs over a period of a year and a half, there obviously is ups and downs in that epidemic. There's a need to constantly monitor what is going on the ground, make decisions related to that. Given the changing circumstances, given the authority, given the governor in that act, he had the authority to declare those additional declarations. On that same authority, the House and the legislature could call themselves into session, and they could have acted on those disaster declarations. Do I think that's the best way to go about it, to continually declare those new disaster declarations? No, I would hope that between you and the governor in the next coming months that you could come up with a way to address that issue, because I do believe it's an issue, and I do believe it's a hole in the disaster declaration that should be addressed by this body and the executive.
Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Then Senate President Kathy Geisel and then House Speaker Bryce Edgman wrote to the governor in early November asking him to call a special session to address the disaster declaration, but they reportedly lacked the votes for lawmakers to convene. The well-known Moose is Loose Bakery is reopening with an expected reopening date of Saturday, March 27th, according to Nikola Nikolic, who runs the Alpine Cafe and Bakery in Girdwood. And speaking to KSRM, Nikolic said he tried to open the Moose is Loose last summer, but the increasing numbers from the coronavirus pandemic across the Kenai Peninsula made him think twice. Nikolic said he purchased the bakery last spring. He said,
It's not going to open, but that's the first day they're going to open, yes.
Hours in the winter and spring, the Moose is Loose will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., but by May 1st, he'll be able to open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. He stated,
bought it and I bought a brand new equipment and, you know, a little bit of shuffling inside the different what it was before, and I lock it up till Corona go away, but looks like we still have Corona, but I want to open anyway now. I've decided that already.
Moose is Loose customers will be glad to know that donuts will still be offered like before, cookies included, but it also will offer sweet or savory French crepes for breakfast and pizza for lunch, not to mention an espresso bar. Nikolic took to Facebook to say he can't wait to serve the community on the Kenai Peninsula. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.